Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, where we go on a Wednesday podcast for you. Podcast number 4133. What up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry. You know, off the air, we were talking about something, and this story came up about, when you occasionally you go out somewhere and your credit card gets declined.
Yes.
Bizarrely. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It reminded me of, though, when I was working in drug fair, when I was in college when I worked in drug fair, my high school, college.
Were you in the pharmacy as a tech or just like a...
In drug fair, I was everywhere. I stocked the shelves. I would ring people up at the register. I would work in the pharmacy.
Right.
The pharmacy was the best place to work because it was easy. You didn't have to clean up. You could give girls their birth control pills. Like, it was very exciting to see who was on birth control pills, to see. And this was before, like, you could get boner medication. That would have been great if I was able to see, like, what men were getting Viagras and stuff. That would have been cool. But back then, if somebody paid by credit card and their credit card was declined, I had to confiscate their card.
Really?
Yeah. Could you imagine a snot-nosed 16-year-old kid in a thin leather tie taking your credit card?
Not a chance.
I have to cut this up.
What?
And I had to cut it up in front of them. Their card.
How is that even remotely possible?
I don't know.
That's a weird one.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. That's very strange.
I don't know if you remember was there a credit card machine?
Well, I don't know. So in the same time when I was working at the gas station, we ran manually.
Yeah, you had to put, right. You took the card.
Yeah.
You put the copy paper over it.
And then, and then they signed it. They got a copy. You got a copy. And then it was up to the owner who would have to submit them.
Like punch it into some sort of machine.
Yeah, which I never got to that part of it. I just ran the cards. But we didn't get to like electronic payments. I don't know. I mean, I worked at the gas station from the time I was 15 to 18. So you're talking 1989 to until I was a senior in high school. So it was the early 90s by the time I was done. I don't think we had electronic payments even when I was done working there. Yeah. I don't believe. I was done working in Seabright at Gulf. I believe the summer of my senior year going into freshman year of college was the last time I worked there.
But I had to have somehow punched in because I saw the card was declined or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys were just ahead of us with the...
Oh, we were ahead of our time over there at the drug fair.
It's possible. I mean, mine in the Bahamas, mine was a debit card that was literally an $11 charge. I'm still trying to figure out why it was declined.
It was rejected?
Yeah, and then it worked an hour later. And none of it made any sense to me.
Yeah.
But no, they were not taking my card. Not a chance. Not a chance.
I also remember one time in using that machine that you were discussing where you would put the credit card on the thing. Yep. You would lay the copy paper over and go whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, with that carbon thing that...
Yeah. The one time I did it, I split the person's card in half. It sliced it in half.
Here you go.
And it shot out of the thing and hit the Coke machine.
Wow, that's funny.
And I was like...
were they upset with you?
No, they were very understanding. Yeah. It was so nice.
It's not like you took scissors out and cut it in half.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, you had to take their card, which was very strange.
Yes.
What age do you recall getting a credit card? And do you still have that company's card?
No. I don't still have. The first credit card I had was a Visa card that had a $300 limit on it when I was in college.
$300?
I think it had a Visa. I don't remember the bank but it was specifically a college card, and it had a $300 limit. I'll tell you, the longest card I have is my Amex card, which it says when you're a card member sends.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, let's see if I can find my Amex card. Card member since, does it say? 95.
Nice. That's a long time.
Yeah. This is the longest running card I have.
Well, that's interesting because, so I'm how many years older than you? I'm 56 now.
Yeah. 5 years older.
So I'm 5 years older than you. So my credit card that I've had the longest, and my credit card also has, it's not an American Express, but it says member since 1991.
Okay.
So that would have been, we probably were a very similar age.
Yep.
And if I do the math, though, on that, I graduated high school in 87.
Right.
91. I didn't have a credit card.
Well, that's the longest one. Are you sure it was
first one? Yeah, it was my first one.
Oh, okay. So then you didn't get a credit card till you were in college.
Yeah, and I remember my mother had to be on the credit card with me.
Yes, my first one as well.
Yeah.
That is correct. Co-signed for it.
Yeah, co-signed. And yeah. I still have that. That's my primary credit card.
And is that what you do when you don't feel like paying it? You just, hey, Ma.
I'm like, hey, man, your name's on this. Your credit's going to be ruined. If that's what you... If
30
that's,
years later.
If that's what you've lived all these years for and you want your credit card, your credit score ruined, you better pay this bill.
That's funny.
Yeah. Do you ever write a check anymore?
I do to the golf club every month because they take... They're like everybody now. Even you go to a restaurant, they charge you the credit card or the debit card fees now.
And they're really legally not supposed to charge you for debit, and some of them do.
Correct. So instead of paying by credit card or even debit card to where you, it's just easier to write them a check. That's probably the only check that I write now. My wife will still write a check out for a couple of bills, but every bill that I take care of in the house is online.
It's funny because there are some businesses that come to your house to do a service, like the AC repairman, sure. The bug person. Some of them want checks.
Yeah, because why? They don't have to report it.
But
they just don't.
You're not even a check?
No.
Hmm.
There's no, I mean, theoretically, if the IRS really did an investigation and audited them hard... Sure. The audit's much easier, though, electronically. You really think the IRS for a mom-and-pop HVAC company is going to look through all the check images?
Probably not.
I just think it's easier check-wise to not have to deal with anything. Go right to the bank. They might go to the bank every day because they might have money to deposit or checks to cash or checks to deposit. It's just easier for them.
There are still people in my life that are afraid to do online banking.
I believe it.
They handwrite out all their checks and mail them to the gas company, sure. The electric company.
Well, with the amount of hacks there are these days,
yeah.
And with the amount of breaches that you read about, I get it. Like, I understand. There's a part of me, my wife hates that I have everything online. And I get it. It makes sense. And there is a part of me that would like to dial it back. But to me, it's like it's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I deposit checks with the phone. I mean, you do everything online now.
Yeah, deposit checks on the phone. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, even when they're like my sister's kids, it's, you know, this the last quarter of the year, like all their birthdays fall in. So the kids are at the age where it's like you give them
cash
money. But I never know for like my sister, does she want them getting just cash or is she taking this money and putting it in the bank or putting it towards something? So she always goes, oh, just you could just write them a check. They love to deposit it on the
phone.
So even the kids are just depositing it on
absolutely.
The phone.
Take a photo and it's
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I couldn't agree more. It is fascinating.
Yeah.
And the money sometimes is there within an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. Okay.
I always wonder who's checking that.
I don't
like, especially
know.
The ones that are handwritten.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's one thing to get a check that's like digital printout, everything's. But when someone's handwriting how much money
yeah.
they're giving you.
Well, I guess the idea that you have to put the deposit amount into the information.
That's true.
That, I would imagine, comes up first, and it's a quick glance to see if it matches. I have had checks declined because it said doesn't match. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, it does. And I do it again, and it will work. So my guess would be sometimes it's not clear enough, maybe.
Mm.
Then in that instance, you got to go to the bank. I don't know.
Boy, the people who sell checks, I guess that's the bank. That business must be in a huge decline.
I don't buy. I buy them from, what the hell? Because I still buy checks for the business. I still need those.
You don't buy them from the bank?
No.
Hmm.
No, I buy them from a company.
Oh, and you just give the account number.
Yeah.
And then they.
And I pick out. I think I've given you a check or two in the past.
Yes.
I Venmo you mostly, but I've given you a check.
Yeah, yeah.
Or two. That's from, I forget the name, Heartling. I don't remember the name of the company. I only need them every like 3 years.
Well, that's the thing. Like
checks.
Even if you get checks from the bank, when you're like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, here's 500 checks. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have these till I die. I'm not going to write a 500.
At this point, you might.
I'm going to write. Do you remember, though, you used to have to like sit there and be like, I'm doing my bills today? And you'd have to handwrite every check,
yes.
Put it in an envelope.
Oh, yeah. Lick it.
You'd lick it. You put the stamp.
Yeah.
You'd put the return address sticker if you had one. If not, you were handwriting your return address
on it. Of course.
Oh, my God.
You know, the first year I did the calendars, I handwrote. I mean, Jesus, God. I've certainly evolved with this. The first year with the calendars, I had to handwrite every address and every return address. Because I didn't know how to print out the labels. I could print out the postage. I didn't understand how to print shipping labels.
Yeah.
So for that year, I sold like 600 calendars. I would sit there for hours handwriting addresses and return addresses.
Oh,
then putting the postage on. And then after I got enough, like 50 or 60 of them together, I would then bring it to the post office and drop it off. That's why it really annoyed me. That especially that first year, when I'd be like, yeah, 50% of the money is going to the Boomer Esiason. And some people were like, and what are you doing with the other 50%? Taking $20 an hour to do this. Like, this is incredibly time consuming. But yeah, that was, I've learned since then. But
yeah.
We used to write everything out.
Yeah, you used to have to write all that stuff out.
Do you still balance your checking account?
No.
I think it drives my wife nuts that I don't. I approximate it.
Yeah, I just kind of eyeball. What I'll do is that because I do all my stuff electronically through the apps.
Right.
So I will go in there like at least once a week and just make sure nothing looks funny.
Okay.
Like there's no funny business going on.
Well, but you're not concerned about automatic withdrawals or, you know, just making sure the money's there and.
No, I think I got a handle on.
So like you leave a lot of money in the checking account then?
Yeah, I guess I leave enough.
That you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, to cover the bills for the month.
Got it.
At least. And then,
okay.
But I just recently started doing for the gas bill, the electric bill, all that to have them charge it automatically to my credit card.
Yeah.
Although I probably should. You probably have more of a handle if you look at it every month.
Yes, you definitely lose sight of things.
Yeah.
And I don't like when I get to a point where I'm foggy. With, did I pay that? Did I not pay that? Do I owe this? Is this behind? Am I ahead? That drives me nuts.
Yeah, because you'll still get an electronic bill even if they bill you.
Correct.
And then some of these places, they want to give you a discount if you do a, if you give them your checking account for the automatic.
Which I do for a couple of things.
Yeah, same here.
I don't like doing that.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with it, but I'm doing it.
When you give the account and the routing number?
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I have done that for, I would say maybe, three different things.
Because Verizon would be like, I'll give you $10 off a month.
Hey, T-Mobile's the same way.
But you got to give us your checking account.
Like, exactly.
Do I trust you? Is it worth $10 a month to trust you punks?
We have a floating, I know it drives my wife nuts, but to in a good way. So she was always the type that would balance the checkbook to the penny, and it would drive her nuts if she couldn't get it to zero. I'm the type, if I'm within $100, I'm thrilled. And maybe because I've always approximated it, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're at the point where there's like a solid $1,800 that the bank is saying we have, but I don't have in the checkbook.
You don't know how it got there.
No. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And it, we're going well on well over a year now of this. So somewhere, somehow, I either made a payment that someone didn't cash, I can't figure it out, or my approximating has built up to a point where
all those years
we've got like $1,800 sitting there that's just sitting there.
That's pretty sweet.
It is funny, but I told her, like, I act like it's not there. Just leave it alone, because the minute you use it, somehow someone will figure out I gave them a check that they didn't cash.
Yep.
You know,
you ever get those things in the mail, the your return address labels, like that a charity will send you?
Yep.
And then I stack them up and I'm like, I'll use these.
Yeah.
I'm not giving to the charity.
They're hoping that you'll make a donation for them.
Yeah.
Like, what percentage of people do you think do that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Like that take the thing and don't give an...
Well, no, they actually make a donation.
5%.
Yeah, I think it's low too.
Yeah.
I get them. We donate to St. Jude's every month. So we do get those from time to time, and I don't feel obligated to send more money in. I am on a monthly payment plan, basically, as a donator. So I'm not sending you more. You got it. The ones that get me are when you see the ones from the ASPCA.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, because sometimes they send holiday ones.
They do.
Right?
Yeah, they do.
Like, here's your address with a pumpkin next to it. You're like, oh, this is
Where
nice.
Do you stop with handing money out? Like, do you do anything? Like, I send every year to the EMS people, specifically because we had a pretty big emergency with my son 5 years ago, and they were phenomenal. Ever since then, I've made sure every year I donate money. I donate to the cops because they were certainly part of that. Do you do anything like that or no?
No.
Not really, no?
I probably should, because the EMS and the fire in my town are volunteer.
Oh, yeah. And they need it.
Yeah. Like, why doesn't we always say, we pay so much in taxes. They don't cover EMS and fire?
Tell me about it.
That's wild.
Agreed. You know why? Because 90% of it's going to the schools.
Yes, and pensions.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Schools and pensions. Right? Yeah, that's true. But the school, for me, for sure, I think 90% is a little bit of a stretch, but I think 70% of our property taxes go to the education I don't use.
Yeah, they should, when you get your tax bill, your tax bill is the same. But you check boxes as to where you want it to go.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
All the non-children people, or if you're sending your children to private schools, would all check off police, fire, EMS.
I would. Because I'm not using the school system.
Yeah.
Never have.
Yeah. It's bad, like when things get so like corrupted and abused. When it's like, it's, I feel like every government thing, it's set up in the beginning to be used properly,
mm-hmm.
and then it just gets abused by people.
I think the government is like a lot of people's lives. They don't make enough to cover what they have to cover.
The government.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, we're sitting there talking about our tax money going to the education system. Well, there's a lot of kids that need schooling. Like,
yeah, and you want to be in an educated
absolutely.
Town. You want people to grow up to be educated.
100%. So if you sit there and say, well, dial back some of that money, are they, what you don't know is, will they be working at a big deficit? Or are they sitting on extra money that's wasteful? I don't know the answer to that. I do know you would like to have the EMS people and the more money go to different places that are going to benefit the community. But it's just, I think the cost of everything is so much money. Unfortunately, it outpaces the income and the revenue.
There's a big thing going on now, you know, with the government shutdown that, and I don't know if the term food stamps is still being used.
No, what's it like called? TAP?
SNAP.
SNAP, that's it.
I don't know what SNAP stands for, but it's essentially a credit that people have to be able to go into the supermarket mm-hmm. and get food.
Yeah.
Because they are needy in the food area. But, and that, I guess, has stopped because of the government
shutdown.
I don't
think it's stopped yet. But I think there's a date coming where it's going to stop.
You're right. But then I just see tons of people online who are abusing the system, right? Yeah. So you got these super obese people, and they're using the SNAP program, which stands for something about nutritional food, and they're buying like all junk food, Mountain Dew, Doritos, all this stuff. And then there are other people saying, well, you shouldn't be able to tell me what I can eat. And let's kind of see that as well. So then, but you see that there's probably a very big abusive section of that, or maybe people are using it that don't need to use it. But if you go, oh, cancel it. Well, there are people that are really using it the way it's supposed to
really
be being used and need it. So it's just...
I was in Walgreens. I think I told you this before. It's got to be 6-7 months ago. And a woman in front of me had her SNAP card and she wanted cigarettes. And the woman's like, I can't. Like it,
yeah.
it, she goes, I need my cigarettes. And the woman said, this isn't going to go through. It's this product is not aligned with the program.
Yeah, like when you scan it, it's not.
I thought we were going to have a fist fight.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, addicted, nicotine, she probably was out of cigarettes. It got nasty. And all the woman behind, she, I don't know what you want me to
yeah.
do. It doesn't go through. You owe me, if you want the cigarettes, they're $17 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, probably back in the day before we had everything electronic,
You probably get anything,
right.
Now everything is rung up. Everything's got a UPC code. And if something doesn't equate to that card, you're going to have to owe the cash for that product.
Yeah, but I guess what people who are not on the SNAP program, who are feeling like they're paying all their taxes and a lot of it's going to this, they are getting upset that when even in the store, like the stores will have sometimes stickers on products like a bag of Doritos, a thing of chocolate chip, and it says SNAP eligible.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, why is this SNAP eligible?
Yeah.
Then I saw another thing. Maybe I'm watching too much stuff online. That the people who are angry that they may lose their SNAP benefits when this date comes, that what they should do is just go in and steal.
Well, the question you would have to ask or to have answered is, are they doing that because they need the food to survive? Or are they doing it because they're pissed off?
Yes.
And I would think if you're on the SNAP program, it means you don't have much income. So I don't know. Luckily for us, we're fortunate we've not had to deal with this. I don't know what it's like
yeah.
to need a government card to be able to buy food for your family.
There are people, I'm sure, doing it the right way and abusing it as well.
It's like everything.
Yes.
You've always got people abusing the system.
So I mean, things get abused.
Everything is a sham. Everything.
Yes.
You know?
Dang.
Tough. Very tough.
Yes.
Very tough.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. That is not a sham. That is completely legit, the warm-up show.
I did wake up this morning thinking it was Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was Wednesday. I said, holy crap. I said, wow.
Yeah, you're a couple days off there.
Yeah.
You're a couple days off.
I was actually sleeping really well. And when the alarm went off, I got up, And because Fridays I play golf with my son. And I'm like, oh, golf day. And then I looked at my clothes. I'm like, well, I have jeans out. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's Tuesday.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Like, it's not even Thursday.
And tomorrow we're supposed to get some legit rain and wind and craziness.
Bad day tomorrow.
It's funny, though, like on the, you know, for those of us that have to walk a dog in the rain, when it is insane rain, it's actually in some ways comical and better than medium rain.
Right.
Because medium rain is really annoying. When it is so crazy, it's actually...
You laugh at it.
I actually do sometimes laugh when I walk.
What am I doing?
Just like how I'm all bundled up in rain gear. And it's actually funny how ridiculous it is.
For sure.
But when it's only kind of raining, it's annoying.
Because you don't feel like you need to put all that on. Yeah, like, and then you get soaked.
Yes.
I know.
But this, like, tomorrow is going to be just funny to be walking out.
It's a bleep show tomorrow, probably.
The wind, the rain. Yeah.
Anytime I wake up, I always think of, like, you were just outside walking a dog by the ocean with the ocean breeze. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
I will say shout out to the Bradley Beach Police Department. They are always riding around in the middle of the night.
That's great.
Always.
Good to know.
I always see them.
Very good. Keep the area safe.
I will call them the second I see something that looks out of place.
Let me just say this. They know you will.
No need to call us. We're driving around. We see it. All right, Jerry, warm up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.